Welcome to Intimate Verses Church. We are full of grace, chosen from a race, mandated to wear a smiling face. For in our midst the Holy Ghost stays. We are blessed and not cursed, lifted and not jilted. We are vessels of gold, intimately filled with the Holy Ghost. We are filled by God's anointing, charged to possess the land, ordained for the job. For such is the experience at Intimate Verses Church. John Reverend David Akanwa as he brings to you God's Word.
The time appointed was long, and he understood the thing, and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks, that he was fasting. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 24th day of the first week, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, praise the Lord, I dropped down to 6. Verse 6. His body also was like burial, and his face as appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamp of fire, his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of multitudes. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. For the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone, and saw this great vision. And there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me unto corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet had I a voice of his word. When I had the voice of his word, then I was in a deep sleep of my face. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, one of the things I've noticed is that many people have a serious misunderstanding of why they fast. You know, we are fasting, and many people have a serious misunderstanding of why. The greatest misunderstanding is that God will think them to be better Christians because they are suffering, or accept them more readily if they complete a successful fast. You know, a lot of Christians see fast as penance, as payment, suffering, so that God will see their suffering and maybe hear them. There is nothing that destroys the benefit of fasting like taking fast as punishment before God will hear you. There is no other affliction we can give to our body that will make us to be acceptable by God except the one Jesus has done. Jesus paid the ultimate price of killing, dying for us, laying down his life for us. There is no form of mutilation of the body or suffering of the body that will ever make you more acceptable than how you have been accepted by God through the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. The greatest event is the event that took place in the cross. And that is the event that Jesus died for us. He was buried, and after 3 days he rose. The Bible said by his wounds we are healed. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. All we like sheep we have gone astray. They have laid the iniquity of us all upon him. So Jesus took the ultimate suffering on the cross. And he suffered. The Bible said he submitted himself in Philippians 2, even unto the death upon the cross of Calvary. So we are looking at the totality of suffering on Christ. So our fasting is not suffering so that God will hear us. We are not fasting to qualify for his blessing, because in him we have qualified. In him, Jesus, we have all. we need. We are coming to Him when we got born again. So fasting is never to qualify us. Fasting is never to buy God's blessing through our suffering. No other man can suffer to the point our Lord Jesus suffered. You abstain from food from now till next year, it will not pay back for what Jesus has done. So the misunderstanding of fasting as a tool we use to pacify God. Somebody has committed sin for long and he thinks, okay, let me just go ahead and fast for 10 days. Let God see that I've suffered. One of the things that led to the Reformation that Martin Luther King carried out in the 15th century was a payment of penance. You do not buy the love of God. You do not buy the faithfulness of God. You can't buy it with money. You can't buy it with fast. You cannot buy God's love and God's faithfulness with fast. There is no way God will look at you and say, he has not eaten for 3 days. He has suffered enough. Because it is the sufferings of Christ that God looks at, not our own. So, fasting does not involve mutilating our body so that you be accepted by God. No. I have noticed that many Christians have serious misunderstanding. So anytime they feel they want to be accepted by God, they are fast. But it is not true. What has made us accepted is the blood of Jesus that washes our sins. But here is the truth. You will not change God's mind about you through praying and fasting. The only thing that changes God's mind about you, or I should say, the only thing that will change your position with God is Jesus Christ. We must totally accept the finished work on the cross of Calvary. The moment you begin to think that when you fast, and because you're hungry, God will not have mercy on you for your hunger, you miss the reason for the fast. I am not fasting so that I will suffer. God will see my mighty suffering and help me. No. The only thing that God looks at and He changes His mind about us to bless us is Jesus Christ. Jesus was a perfect sin offering. Not our fast. Jesus paid the debt in totality. Not our fast. And that's why a lot of Christians fast, give themselves stomach ulcer, and yet nothing happens. Some even went, go to the extent to say, God, you know I've fasted, you have seen what I've suffered, help me. No. That is a wrong approach to fast. And that kind of fast does not give you result. How can you fast as payment to God? How can you fast as penance to God? How can you fast to give God so that God will give you back? It is not true. The only thing that changes God's mind about us is when He looks at Jesus Christ. The Bible said Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Because you believe in Christ and abide in His word, that is what makes you acceptable to God. Jesus makes you righteous and able to enter into the presence of God, the Holy of Holies. The sacrificial blood of Jesus did all the work that you will ever need to be acceptable to God. This is the problem with Christians. They want God to accept them because they fasted long. If you are involved in this 14 days fast and you do not understand how this thing works, I want you to listen to me. Listen to me and understand. So that each day of your fast will be a blessed day for you. So that you can derive the totality of the benefits of the fast each day you pray and fast. Another misunderstanding about fasting. This is a great misunderstanding. Is that we can change God's mind by praying harder or more diligently when we fast. As if we need to counsel God so He can make the right decision about a matter. No matter how you pray outside the will of God, we fast. That prayer will not come to pass. The prayer that God honors is a prayer that is in sync with His will. You cannot fast from now till tomorrow to marry another man's husband, another woman's husband. You see a man that is married and you say, oh, I'm declaring 120 days fast so that God will hand over the man to me and divorce his, and the man will divorce his wife. There are things you cannot fast. You cannot fast to kill a Christian. It will not work. You cannot fast to snatch another person's wife. You cannot fast to take land that doesn't belong to you. Fasting does not bend the will of God. You cannot insult your husband and go to fast so that your husband will forget the insult. If you insult your husband, you go say, I'm sorry. Fasting does not remove the responsibility from us to change. If you commit sin, the only thing fasting does is to bring you to a place of brokenness and repentance. Then from brokenness and contrite heart, God forgives you. Just fasting alone does not purify you. It does not change the word of God. He said, forever, O God, your word is settled in heaven. I want you to understand that. It does not bend the mind of God. Jesus was speaking when he was teaching us to pray. He said, pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. At the point he said, thy will be done as it is what? On earth, as it is done where? In heaven. Fasting against the will of God is the worst hunger strike. I have seen people who come to me and say, we want to go on drug pushing. We want to do cocaine. Pastor, give us prayer and give us fasting. I have seen people who called me, they wanted to do money laundering with church account. There was one that promised me £30,000 into three. If you were here, you would have heard when I gave the testimony. He said he's going to pay the first £30,000. He's going to give me, no, £60,000. Two times, I mean. He wanted to bring in £300,000 from UK. And he called me. He said, Pastor, pray and submit your account number if this thing works. The account number of the church. I will give you 20% the first installment of payment. If I come, you pay me back the money. Then I will give you another 20%, which is £120,000. And he said, Pastor, pray. Pastor, fast so that this thing will work. As soon as he spoke, I lost my peace. You cannot take unrighteousness to God to reverse his will. We fast to make the will of God be done on earth. The will of God is not for unrighteousness. We cannot use fasting to blackmail God into going against his word. It does not work like that. That was why Jesus said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I had to decline. I told him, I'm not a money transfer agent. It's a church we are. I'm not releasing the account. He said, Pastor, this is to help you. I say, may your help perish with you. That is insult to God. When you kneel down to fast to break up another person's marriage, that is witchcraft. When you kneel down to fast so that when somebody is carrying cocaine across the border, they won't catch him. I've had that situation. The man told me he has bought Jeep for three different pastors in Onitsha. I prayed for the younger brother, and the genotype turned from AS to AA. The boy was a Catholic. And he came here and gave testimony with the result. With the result, we had the result, we caught it on camera. So the younger brother went and told him. And he was having things with drug peddlers. He came came in here wearing gold chain everywhere, gold ring, gold everything. And he says to me, I have bought 3 big jeeps for 3 different pastors. Pastor, if you will accept to pray for me, I'm about to go to Brazil. I'm carrying drugs. If I cross, I will get you your own jeep. I have settled 3 different pastors. I looked at him. I said, my brother. He said, yes. I said, my brother. He said, yes. I said, you know that these drugs destroys people's lives where you peddle it. He said, that is a choice. When people decide to choose to take drug or not, it's their choice. Then I should pray for him. I told him, your money perish with you. I cannot take something. Jesus said we should pray. Thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. What was I driving then? I was driving once more in the San Premier. That can be the will of God. Can you imagine me? I come to God to pray so that security will not catch a drug pusher. I have many stories. So our fasting is not to reverse the will of God. If God knows that that young man is going to hurt you, if you like, fast from now till tomorrow. If you like, fast from now till next week. His will be done. Not your will. Because you are more important to him than marriage. So in this season of fasting, we must endeavor to locate the will of God. The will is his word. It's in the Bible. God wants the very best for you and everyone in your family. He wants you healed. He wants you free of worry and stress over money matters. He wants you to have loving and healthy relationships. His word is full of what he wants. His way for you and for me and for all humankind. We don't need to convince God or inform him or guide him. Instead, it's the other way around. We don't need to convince him through fasting. No, he knows. He has made us promises. God is eager to shower upon us love, healing, peace, and goodness. He's a good God. He is love. So he's not saying to us, before I can give you peace, don't eat for 40 days. Don't eat for 14 days. That's your own punishment for your sin. No! The Bible said, his blood was shed for the propitiation of our sins. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. The blood of Jesus cleanses our transgressions. The blood of Jesus washes our iniquity. And God, there is no compromise. The blood of Jesus is efficacious. It has power. Not fasting. Fasting does not cause him to give us peace. He loves you. Hallelujah. What are the benefits of fast? So why do we fast? Number one, prayer and fasting is a period of time where God's children can separate themselves from their typical activities and focus on God and pray that his will be released on earth. Study to know the will of God concerning the situation. Get the word of God concerning the situation you're praying.
pray prayerless prayer. You don't come around praying because you want to pray. Know the will of God about your health. Know the will of God about your finance. We will know the will of God about the church. What is God's plan concerning your life? Then you enter into fast. The main purpose of fast is to weaken the flesh so that the spirit will be sensitive. Fasting is to position you more, better, to be sensitive to what God is saying. Fasting weakens the flesh so that the spirit will be active. Whenever you fast, you don't have energy to talk. Whenever you fast, you don't have energy to move around. Whenever you fast, you want the great benefit. You have to. Fasting confines you in a place. It confines you. You don't move. You don't talk too much. You're tired. That is why when people say, I am fasting, I'm weak, I want to go and break. That is the reason for the fast. Somebody say weak. The weakness of the body. Because the body needs to give way so that the spirit will be alive. I am fasting and I'm having nausea. I'm having headache. I'm very tired. I want to go and eat so that I have energy. No! The reason for the fast is to give you sharper sensitivity in the spirit. If you remember, you're going to move around to cause mischief. Because you're weak, you're tired. You stay one place. So the great benefit of fast is sharp sensitivity. It gives you sensitivity. Don't misplace it. Don't turn it around. Don't call it what God didn't call it. It's not punishment. No punishment for a sin. No payment for blessing. But the weakening of the body so that the spirit will be sensitive. In those days, we used to fast and walk. Like right now, we declare 14 days fast. Our pastors are working in our Oyo church. They are building the church from foundation. Pastor Dave and Pastor Joshua, Pastor Ima and Pastor Maro, they are building the Yenegoa church. I just talked to them. Pastor Bina, Pastor Paul, they are building Ifite church, all laying blocks apart from the ones in Yenegoa who are just putting tithes. If they call and say, sir, we've been walking, we are so tired. I can tell them, break by 3. Like I want to say, from tomorrow, please, before you come, you break. So I forgot to announce it yesterday. From 4:30, you can break your fast so that if you come, we pray. Are you hearing me? Break your fast 4:30 so that you don't stay here and rush out to go break fast. Break it 4:30, then take your bath, come and pray. Are you hearing me? So that before 5, you are here. I don't want people going out to go and buy akara and chewing gum, 6 up. You know, people who, when they are fasting, they are looking at the time. You know, when time goes slow is when you are fasting. 5 minutes to 6 is like 1 hour to 6. If you are looking at the time, 5 minutes, it will go in slow, slow, slow. It is not the intention of God to punish any man. Praise the Lord. So they call and said, sir, we have been walking since Monday. Pastor Victor is also walking. They are restructuring the church. And I said, okay. So how is the work? I said, okay, you will break by 3 o'clock and pray. He's like, God does not want to afflict you to help you. He's not a wicked God. But why we do it is so that our spirit will be in tune with God. So 4:30. Break it, take your bath before you break. 4:30, break it, come. It was actually, I would have announced it. It was actually Pastor Dave that reminded me. He said to me, Dad, before he traveled to you, he said, Dad, why not we start early, close 6 so that people all, we start after 6, I said, no, the prayer component of the fast is important to me. So it's better I reduce the fast to 4:30 so that everyone that is coming for this prayer, you break by 4:30. Any day, you will come throughout 14 days. It's very important for you. You break by 4:30, and if you break by 4:30, you take your bath, then you come. If you cannot, maybe come from your office or break, then at times a better thing to break is with fruit. Your system is so important. You break with fruit and you eat a little meal, you come so that you can pray. That is why it is called fasting and prayer. When you fast, pray. Tonight, we are going to focus on destiny helpers. We are going to focus on the success of the church. We are going to focus on the favor that God is attracting to the church. And our prayer point will start from Psalm 102. It said, the time to favor Zion has come. The set time. We are going to declare everybody we need to influence to our favor in 2019. We send forth the angels to do the job. Men and women that God will use to help you will show up. Men and women God will use to help this church will show up. As we fast and lift up our voice in prayer, heavens will hear us. Are you ready for the prayer? Are you ready for the prayer? Pastor Andy, please come and take the mic. God bless you. Let's rise on our feet for this first session of prayer. I will still come back. He said, I read verse 12. Aside from verse 12. He said, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by the night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and I have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up the heavens and there be no rain, or if I command the locusts, let me tell you what this means. He said, if I shut up the heavens and there is no rain, what it simply means is famine. What it simply means is lack. It tells you that lack, poverty is spiritual. It's a spiritual thing. It's not coincident. When the heavens are shut up, there is nothing you do on earth. You see, if you like, plant any viable seed. If there is no rain, it will sprout. No matter how strong the seed is, no matter how alive the seed is, if God does not supply rain, so abundance is spiritual. Anything you're doing on earth is struggling. I was sharing with you people before. As I'm standing here, we are building in four locations. I have been sending money since Sunday up to today. Where it is coming from, I don't know. They sent me the pictures. We are building in Yenagoa. They went to little or no money. I said, go. Money will come. They started foundation on Uyo today. We are building in Ifite. We are building in Benin. If God shuts the heaven, it does not matter the strategy you use. That is why the psalmist said, I look up to the hills from whence torment by help. So abundance is spiritual, poverty is spiritual. So don't think it's a coincidence that there is lack. It's not a coincidence. Heavens are shut up. I declare throughout 2019 you will live in open heavens. That amen is too weak. That amen is too. You know, I was sharing with a pastor friend who came to invite me for his convention in the month of February. He said, you don't move around. And I began to show him pictures of works going everywhere. I said, I know what we are involved in is a spiritual thing. I can't be moving around. I'm following people in the evening to go to somewhere. What you are doing is, we need to be alert. If not, if heaven is shut over any church in a city, work stops. There is nothing you do on earth. If the ground lies, let it be fertile. He said, if I shut the heaven, any Christian that is not praying is in trouble. Many things are happening around you. One of the joy, why I wake up, I don't feel any blood pressure. I wake up, I smile. It's because if God be by my side, who will see that will be against me? He's the one that has the power to shut the heavens and open it. If he shuts the heaven, no devil can open it. Let me share with you. That was what happened in the time of Elijah and the 450 prophets of Baal. They were calling Baal and fire didn't come. God shut the heavens. He said, the door I shut, no man can open. Anybody who thinks that what we are doing is normal, what we are doing is spiritual, what we are doing is supernatural, what we are doing is power jam power. He said, if I shut the heavens, when the heavens above you as you pray is open in 2019, strange people will pay money into your account. You won't even know. Sunday morning, I don't know who paid money into. Up to today, I've not located the person. Do you know how to take the name to go and search on Facebook? I've not located the person. Angels will locate you this 2019. That is why you're paid. You see, a lot of people think it's luck. Life is not about luck. You can change your luck through your prayer. Stop saying I'm unlucky. If life is by chance, then our service of God or worship to God is useless. That means anything that happens to anybody. Life is by design. And you can control your spiritual atmosphere through your prayer. Let me tell you. The day Satan went to God to go and ask of Job. Job was on his own. And Satan got to God and said, and God began to boast, have you seen my servant Job? He has prospered. Look at, he's living righteously and he's rich. He's a complete man. And Satan said to God, is it not because you put a hedge around him? How did he know there was a hedge around him? Because he had tried. He had tried to penetrate his health. He couldn't. He had tried to penetrate his prosperity. He couldn't. He had tried to attack him every angle. He's too ready. Because God placed a spiritual hedge. What we are doing is spiritual. Don't sleep. Be alert. He said, is it not because you put a protection around him? Let the waka wait for this life and see God don't exist. And God said to him, I'm going to remove it a little. Go. You see the catastrophe that happened to Job. Tonight, we are going to pray. In 2019, you will walk in permanent open heaven. That amen is too weak. I want to hear louder amen. Your prayer is so useless. Look at the second one. He said, if I command a locust to devour the land, locust stands for demons. Demons. Devourers. That's why the Bible said, bring your tithes and offerings to the storehouse. He said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. These things are not physical. these things are spiritual. When demons come to devour the life of a man, you will see the man useless. You will see the man struggling. I have seen poverty life. I have seen people working hard yet struggling. That's a devourer. The devourer can be a sickness, any form of sickness. Every money you get, you take it there. He said, if I command the devourer, the locust, to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among the people, pestilence is all manner of sickness, Ebola, HIV, whatever it is. If I send pestilence, number one, poverty, number two, devourer, number three, pestilence, sickness. He said, among my people. Now, when we look at this scripture, it will seem as if God is God that sends it. Let me share with you how it happens. You know, the Bible said, a demon spirit from God possessed Saul. And some people think God has a demon spirit. The Bible said, and God said, I will send the angel of death to walk around Egypt. It's the same thing. It's all Satan. The angel of death is a messenger of death, Satan. These things are demons, principalities and powers. Now let me tell you how they work. Whenever the hedge is broken, they enter. So when the people go against a covenant, when the people make mistakes or they enter into sin and gives these things platform to operate, when people are careless, when people live carelessly, when people do things that are outside covenant and give these things permission to come in, that's what it is. Because all you need to do is to break the covenant, these things will begin to operate. God said when it happens, look at what happens. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Look at, and seek my face and turn from the, in other words, it is wicked ways that brings these things. From their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I told you that the power of prayer is not because you speak English, it's because there is a God that answers. If you like, speak on the Hebrew and Greek, and he's not answered. He said, I will hear from heaven. The destination of prayer is the ears of God, the result of prayer is the hand of God. When God hears, he acts. So it does not matter how good my English is. It does not matter when I'm speaking in pidgin. When there is a connection to the ear of God, he said, I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. That is why we pray. He said, now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. Are we here? Are we here when they talk? Are we here when they cry? Are we here? The Lord will hear. He will hear and break the seed of poverty. He will hear and break the seed of sickness. He will hear and destroy the devourer. He said, are we here? If it's a conditional statement. He said, if, because he knows they may not. If only the people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and depart from their evil ways, I will hear from heaven and I will heal the land. My eyes shall see. If you know how powerful prayer is, every night you remember prayer, you smile. My eyes shall be opened, my ears shall hear unto the prayer that is made in this place. He said, now, verse 16, for now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. In other words, my eyes are in my house. And my heart is there. Always. So the problem is not God's presence. The problem is our voice. We are silent. That is why I believe I will never fail. I've come to the place of my walk in God. Some of them called me from the park yesterday. He said, sir, look at the amount of money we have. We are going. I said, go. Sir, are you sure? I said, go. One said to me yesterday, sir, it will not be enough. I said, start. Because he will hear from heaven. Work has not stopped since it started. He will hear from heaven. When we cry, he will hear. When, that is why we are people who don't see yet to believe, because we know when we cry, he will supply. The greatest privilege God has given us is a privilege to pray. A pastor friend from Ghana came. When I showed him the pictures, he said, you're not looking like you're under pressure. I said, there's nothing pressuring me. Because I know that he that sees, he said, my ears, my heart, my eyes are perpetually in this house. In other words, I see, I hear, my heart moves for you, but cry, but pray. Tell me. He said, I will heal. I will change your situation. Tell me. I will come down and supply. I will send men to favor you. Angels will be on assignment for you. Amen. Men will look at you and say, I just want to help you. Amen. Women will look at you and say, I just want to help you. Amen. Are you listening to me? By arm shall no man prevail. I hope you know that. You can't prevail by struggle. It is the help of God. And that's why we're going to cry. Every pestilence, every form of poverty in this land, in my anywhere it is located, we are going to cry to God. We will seek God. We humble ourselves. We pray. We seek your face. We depart from our wicked ways. And we say, God, heal our land. Heal our church. Heal our heart. We have done a lot. In our shadow between people, you know, a lot of places, people do a lot of things to get money. The end. See, let me tell you about God. The end does not justify the means with God. I was sharing when I came here first about opportunities, a drop which I came. We are talking about fasting. I told people fasting does not change the will of God. He said, fast for me. I'm going to buy you a jeep. I'm about to go to Brazil. If I succeed, I bought for three pastors who fasted so that I'll push drug. I said, your money perish with you. The second one came, £60,000, 20% of £300,000, to launder the money through the church account. I said to him, your money perish with you. Because this is what will close the heavens of a church permanently. The pastor will do wire and go to hell. Are you listening to me? That's why the scripture said the just shall live by faith, not by wayo. I was in Lagos when the call came. The man actually came before he traveled to the UK. I didn't know he was a drug, either a drug peddler, who wanted to launder £600,000. And I'm supposed to have 20%, which is £120,000. I said, you don't touch the unclean things. Because if you do anything wicked and heaven is locked up, the £120,000 will finish. You will struggle for the rest of your life. You will call upon him, he will not hear. If you collect from a drug peddler, for everybody, anybody, any child in Asia, in Europe, in America, that sleeps cocaine and his brain is turning, the anger of God will be upon you.
is why everything we need is in God. That's why we pray. Prayer is our most potent weapon. Are we ready to pray? We will say, God, as a church, we humble ourselves and we pray to you. Rise on your feet. We seek your face.